Hi, I'm Erica.
I'm Tayshawn.
I'm De'Aaron.
In October 2012, our class interviewed Dan Klein and Mark Tomczak, both engineers from Google Incorporated in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
We wanted to know, like, who started the whole idea and things like that.
I have the best job in the world. I have an incredibly challenging, difficult, keep me up late at night, hard work job, and I love it. Best thing about my job is I'm doing what I enjoy, and if you're going to do a job, you should do what you enjoy. I get to work with the smartest people in the world. Wow, what you can do when you get all those smart people in a room having fun, it's pretty amazing.
Google is staffed by people who want to solve hard problems. And the overall concept is you hire the smartest people, you put them all in the same room, and you reward the ones that solve interesting problems. So there's competition in the sense that people want their solutions to be the correct solution, and they want to be working on the challenging, exciting problems.
When you go type something to search on Google, you're asking, where is that computer? And the answer is, I don't know. It could be any one of 14 or 18 data centers. A data center is thousands and thousands of computers, and there's stuff to automatically balance where things go. There are a lot of things out there that are collecting data.
Yeah. There's architecture we have called a crawler. Crawlers are basically automated computers that all they do all day is browse the web. They have an automatic system of looking up websites, and those machines then rearrange the data to make it easy to ask the question, I'm looking for this topic, what sites have information on it? And then they store that index on the back end, and that index is continuously updated.
Google was not the first search engine. They were just the one to do it right. A lot of people knew that you could collect this information and make a way of searching. Google came up with a way of doing that, but also, and this is the most important thing, monetizing it. Just by being a library of everything. How can you make money? And they found out a way of making ads work so that it wasn't invasive. People would go, ooh, that's a useful ad. I want to click on that because it's what I want. If you want to work as a software engineer at Google, then you need to obviously be able to program. But there's a lot more than just software engineers that work at Google. There are people who work in user interface design. So if you go to the web page, the way it looks and the way things are put together is another job at Google. How things are structured is another kind of job at Google. It's good to be able to just think outside the box. And that's a phrase that means if here's your problem, what do you know that's over left field that'll go ahead and help you solve that problem?
Yeah, a lot of problems are solved by gluing together two things that nobody has bothered to glue together before. A long time ago, probably back between middle school and high school, I was very interested in artificial intelligence. I became disinterested in it because at that time, all of the stories I read about AI research ended the same way. There was some research, they came up with a really neat machine that could learn, and then they published a paper and nothing ever came of it because no one wanted to take the time to keep feeding it information. So while I wasn't paying attention, the internet happened. People basically volunteered to type in most of the world's information in a computer consumable format. Now, the interesting research projects that I learned about as a kid, you can build them and then just point them at the internet and say, go. It's really exciting to me that the stuff I thought would change the world went somewhere while I wasn't paying attention.
One of our mission statements is to take the world's information, make it universally accessible and useful. That's not taking over the world. That's letting you take over the world. That's letting you understand how everything works. We're trying to make it so that everybody has access to everything.